Football debates, hot takes, and analysis our way. With compas and a carne asada, this is Football Asada. Welcome home.
But yo, what's up, boys? Welcome back. Another episode of Football Asada. You guys already see the people on screen. Got to welcome back my guy, Chris. I'm sorry I had to make fun of you for a quick second, bro, but you were being a little salty last episode, so I got to get you back. But I got to welcome my special guest. We got Tony back. Bro, Tony was one of the first guys that hopped on this pod with us when we were still doing it on in person in my backyard, and now he's back.
You need to do it right, bro. You need to say it right. It's Liga MX champion.
MX champion Anthony Ramos. And we got El Compa to Tony's compa and our new compa right here, Aymar, bro. Back fresh with the LA Galaxy, back in LA in the nice weather.
Dude, you need to do it right. It's U20 CONCACAF champion.
Aymar Cuevas, yes. Yes. Yeah, that's true. Yo, what's up, Tony? What's up, Aymar? How are you guys doing, bro? What's up with you guys?
Man, I'm good. How are you guys, bro? Just getting back after my injury for sure. Today was my first day back, full training session, so I'm excited for sure.
Hey, let's go, bro. I gotta see you on that pitch, bro. I've been waiting. I got season tickets. I'm trying to see you with the Galaxy, bro. I'm like, when's Aymar coming up? Tony, what's good with you, bro?
All good over here, bro. I mean, enjoying off season. Go back next week. Short off season, but I mean, quick turnaround and just excited to be back for a bit, you know?
Hell yeah, that was a clean series, man. That Liga MX final was insane. I know I hurt Chris a lot, but I see his jersey. I know he's got over it. He's ready for next week. So
wait, quick question. So the season just ended. You have to go either a portal already?
Yeah, bro. So what season ended? What, like last week? This next season starts because it's two seasons Liga MX. And just finished one, and season starts again June 30th.
Yeah, you got Leagues Cup and all that. But before we get into all that, boys, I want to get into the big game on Sunday, the big one for me at least. I know Chris probably doesn't care. He's
mad. But the Nuggets versus the Heat, or what are you talking
big,
about?
Nah, who's that? I don't know what much is basketball here, but
oh, you said big game,
the huge game. who do you guys got winning the finals before we get into the big game?
I'm gonna go with the Nuggets, bro.
I'm gonna go with the Nuggets too, bro. I'm gonna go with Chris. I'm gonna back him.
Nuggets. We got a Heat. I'm gonna say Heat. I want to see Jimmy Butler just get that trophy, bro. So I'll go eat. I don't even watch much basketball. So, but let's get into the big one real quick though, because I can't have this podcast. I cannot talk about my team, bro. Finally, after so many years of Mexican fans everywhere saying, "Oh, we choked to LAFC, we choked to Toronto, we choked to blah blah blah," we got it. We got the big trophy. Finally, beat LAFC in their own home. I can't, bro. Let me tell you guys real quick. Yesterday, I was watching Leon parade their trophy all around LAFC's field. I have never felt more satisfaction in my life from soccer than that specific one.
Wait, did you tell Christian anything?
No, I didn't tell Christian. I didn't want to rub it in Christian's face. He's probably destroyed right now.
I'd rather funny if he did, but yeah, no, he's probably hurting right now.
Yeah, Christian, shout out my boy Christian though. I know he's hurting. They'll get he has an MLS cup, so he's not hurting that much.
That's true too.
I don't know, Tony, Aymar, Chris, what did you guys think about this crazy-ass game, bro?
I mean, I was at the game, so, I mean, the atmosphere was actually, the atmosphere was insane. I mean, obviously being down 2-1, I mean, soccer, football's football, anything can happen, you know, whether it's a weaker team, a better team, and I to be honest, in my opinion, I thought LAFC was going to come back with the atmosphere that they have, the afición, the fans. I thought they were going to be able to turn it around, but those are my thoughts and my opinion. I mean, I thought Leon right away started playing very well. I mean, the way they were moving the ball, they played, they didn't try and park the bus or anything like that. They just went out there and played their style of play and got the win. So LAFC, I mean, I don't know if it was a formation five at the back or something like that, but but they didn't go out looking for the goal that they needed. You know, it was more of Leon dominating from the get go.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same thing. I honestly thought LAFC was gonna win, just because like one, they're the defending MLS champs, and they're like back in a final, and Leon hadn't played a game in over like a month because they got eliminated kind of early in the Liguilla. So I was kind of like, oh, they're probably gonna show up rusty. Plus the second leg, LAFC's home. Plus, I felt in the first leg when Leon was like kind of dominating, I felt like they should have won by like 3-4 goals. So the fact that they only won by one, I thought that was going to come back to haunt them. But I guess they got that early goal, and I don't know, they just never looked back. I never really felt like LAFC was kind of like a threat, really, like the whole game. They were kind of, not to bag on our fellow countrymen, but I didn't think Vela, he got subbed off kind of early. I don't know if that would have subbed him off that early, but he didn't really kind of show up for either game. So it is what it is. He's kind of up there in age, so I don't know if like he's a little fatigued or something, but I did notice that.
Hi, Matt. I know, bro, when I talked to you off camera, you made a face when you knew that we were coming back to LA to play, bro. But well, what do you think now? Leon's on the other side, campeón. LAFC is your city rival, bro. What do you think about all this?
Oh, I know. Are you happy as a Galaxy player?
Obviously, you know, as a Galaxy player, can't really say much, but yeah. I guess happy for Leon for Javi. I'm not a Leon fan myself, but you know, but still.
Wait, who's your team? Do you have a Liga MX?
I do. Chivas.
Ah, there you go.
Sorry, bro. Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, but no, I didn't watch the game at all, so I can't really say much about it. But I mean, I did hear a couple stuff. What you guys said, and then some people in the locker room today were saying that. I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but supposedly, LAC started off strong. I don't know, like the first 15 minutes, and then Leon's around there, and like it came back, and then again, like the last 15 minutes, LAC had chances again, or like we're strong again, I guess.
Yeah, man. I mean, look, LAFC is LAFC at home. You guys can't knock that out of the park at all at any moment. They have Denny Bouanga. They got Carlos Vela, like Chris said. Even Mahalo Poku. They're all like great players that at any moment can make a difference, but Nicolas Larcamón, to me, is a tactical genius. He knew how to play against a team that knows how to attack. And, bro, Tony, I'm sure you guys are know this guy way more than Chris and I do. And I'm personally a huge fan. I'm waiting to meet him. But Fidel Ambriz, bro, what a guy. What a player. Young player of the tournament. Like, I was just so happy seeing him. That he deserves that, bro. For someone who debuted it with Leon at 16, to this moment now, it's huge for him. And Tony, I know you shared some moments with him in the U20 locker room. So
yeah, he's our captain, the under-20s for the Selección Mexicana. And I mean, you can see he's a leader, man. For his age, the experience he has, it's incredible. Off the field, he's the leader. On the field, he's a leader. And just being by his side and watching him experience that yesterday, watching him play, he had a great game. Yesterday in the whole tournament, right? Young player of the tournament he was?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. I mean, he basically eliminated us from the CONCACAF. I was right in front of my face. He scored a banger against us.
Oh, yeah, with the left foot. Yeah. I remember that.
I'm so happy for him, you know, especially because he's my national team teammate. And he does deserve it. I mean, all the experience he has and just the way he played this tournament. I mean, I'm so happy for him. And I'm glad that it was him, you know, that got that. They got that, that young player of the tournament for sure.
Yeah, it's back to the drawing board, I guess, for LAFC, man, and Leon. Guy, we got two Club World Cups now. That's crazy. We got 2023, the end of this year, we got a Club World Cup, and then we got 2025, that I think is like the big one with all the groups and stuff. So it's fucking crazy. That's going to be exciting, boys. But I have nothing else. I've already been celebrating for like 12 hours already. I want to keep going. And I mean, fucking until it stops, it stops. But
Chris, what's your team?
Chivas, bro. Chivas.
Sorry.
Hey, but the future's looking bright.
Tony has his winner's medal.
And now he's gonna pull it out right now. He's gonna be like, "Oh, is this what you guys wanted?
Where is it, Tony? Where's the winner's medal?"
Right now, bro. Hey, Chuck, I got the hat though.
Well, I have a question actually about the actual game of the Chivas Tigres game. So you were there, right? You were there when the celebrations and all that, like what is that like being on a team that like you just won the Liga MX?
To be honest, like when we all got to the stadium, getting off, we have our porter there, you know, like the drums and everything like that, and they walk us onto the field and seeing just like at least half of the, three in the morning, I think. We get there, the stage is set for us, half of the stadium is like full with people that work the next day, or I don't even know if they work, they probably just know it worked the next day, you know, it's 3 a.m, they walk us out playing our music, we're holding the trophy. I mean, it's honestly, the moment was incredible, dude. Like, I like living it and actually being there with the trophy and being with all the guys after the crazy season we had, three different coaches, you know, and just, I feel like it was just an honor, a dream come true, you know, being with those guys. And I think the whole team deserves it, you know, and just, it was just, I don't know what to say. It was like, I have no words for it, but it was an incredible feeling. And just being beside those guys that have that experience, that have already experienced that before, you know, with the legends of the club legends. It was just an incredible feeling for sure.
If you guys don't know, by the way, Choco and Tony, more Tony, Chris's favorite player. You play with Chris's favorite player, Tony.
Who's that?
Diego Lainez, bro. Chris is the biggest Diego Lainez fan. The biggest Diego. He will never let up on Diego Lainez.
Facto, that's your guy or what?
That's my guy, bro. That's my guy. Like, everybody bags on him, but I'm gonna keep backing him. I'm a tough process.
He's a great player, man, and a great person, dude, for sure, man. I don't know why they talk. Everyone likes to talk mess about him. But I'm like, man, he's a great player and a great person, man. No player like that, no person like that deserves to hear the stuff from the outside.
Tony, I gotta ask you, bro. Since you have your best friend, your compa right here on the pod with us, you brought us Choco. What did you FaceTime Choco when you won? Did you like say like, here, I beat your team, your favorite Liga MX team?
You know what's crazy? Look, I get a call from him like before the game starts. He's like, bro, we win, I'm gonna FaceTime you. And they won. I didn't get no call. Nothing. I got nothing. Crazy.
Nah, bro. Come on, Tony. What happened, bro?
Nah, it's crazy. Like, we were celebrating. Like, I was already on the field. Like, my family's there, everything. We're all there. I was in a face. I'm like, bro, I'm not going to wake him up, dude. It's 3 a.m. It's 1 a.m. over there. This guy has training the next day. I couldn't. I called him the next day, though. I called him the next morning. I let him wake up.
You got to enjoy the moment. I wonder how picked up either way.
I know. Thanks. Man, he was asleep, and I had to enjoy the moment, like Choco said, and I just waited for him to wake up. You know, I talked to him in the morning.
Yo, Tony, so let's get into that for real, bro. I mean, the last time you were on this pod, I think you had just signed for Tigres not too long ago, and you were at the start of your journey now, and we kind of come to bring you back on almost a year later, a couple months off from being a year since you came onto the pod. Bro, what is like that sensation you have now that you went through that, you know, that journey, and you said it, your family was with you on the field, bro. You are literally like I say all the time, like you, Choco, all the guys we kind of had on this pod, we're all Mexican Americans. We had Herc on here too. Like knowing that, you know, your mom and your pops and your family put in all this hard work, and you went through all these like generations of, you know, Latinos behind you, and now you made it to like a historical team like Tigres that's been like trailblazing these last couple of years. And you're at the forefront of that, bro. And you get to participate in something so huge.
No, for sure. I mean, like, yeah, it's almost a year ago, right? I hopped on the pod for the first time, I didn't have that many options. You know, it was either Tigres or I stay in Portugal in the Liga 3. And it was like risky. You know, I was talking with my family, like you said, you're mentioning my family, and they had a big say, not a big say, but just talking with them, they helped me make my decision, because obviously they're not going to make a decision for me. Just speaking with them, and they helped me we pros and cons. And at the end of the day, I chose Club Tigres, you know, and from there, I mean, I trusted them, and I just trusted myself with that decision. And it turned out to be one of the best decisions I think I've made in throughout my life so far, you know. And it was huge, because who would have thought, like, what, 6 months, right? Almost, no, 6 months to a year later that I broke into the first team and have a complete, what, season, right, with them, and just end up finishing campeones. Is, who would have thought, you know, like, I didn't think we were going to, I had faith in the team, obviously, when I broke in, but, like, to really say that, oh, like, oh, we're campeones, especially after the year, like I mentioned earlier, three different coaches. Like, it's the, like, the stuff that happened throughout that whole season, no one would have said, oh, these guys are going to finish campeones, you know? And to finish the way he did is just, it's unbelievable, man. I'm so happy and I'm so blessed to be a part of this team and just feel so blessed to be with my family behind me and helping me make that decision, because it was the best thing that's happened to me so far.
You know, for me, like, the funniest part of this, not funny, but the coolest part is you train, like, day by day with the most shithouse, and I mean that in a good way, goalie ever for me in Liga MX, bro. Paton is a fucking legend. Like, that guy is, like, I mean, when he fought Rodo Cota in the semifinals, I was like, oh, my God, this guy, bro. But that's just, like, is it just the Argentine goalkeeper thing? Because Diego Martinez does the same thing.
It's passion, bro. You know, passion can take you a bunch of places, whether it's good or bad. It's just nothing beats passion, especially the love. When you have that love for the game, it's going to make you do crazy things, you know? And I love Paton. He's a legend. I look up to him so much, and I'm so glad to be by that guy's side, man. Just learning from him day by day. He's helped me so far just being there this season. And I can't wait for him to keep, just for me to keep learning from him, you know, the rest of the time that we're together.
Yeah, that's definitely a good guy to be learning from, because he's a legend.
I think he has five now with Tigres, right? I think this was his fifth?
I think so. Something like that, fifth time.
Like that boy Cole, huh?
Yeah, no, bro. And you got literally like the best extranjero ever to touch Liga MX, bro. You work with him day by day. Bro, like, tell us, bro, like, what, like, Gignac, is he funny? Is he, like, is he serious when he has to be serious? Like,
yeah, no, I mean, he's a chill guy, you know. He's super chill. He's funny when he wants to be funny, and he's serious when he needs to be serious, you know. And I think he's also a big leader. Like, he's a leader of this, of our team, and when people see him locked in, and just everyone's most obviously gonna follow his mentality. So everyone's gonna be locked in if he's locked in. And what he does on the field, you mean, you can speak for itself. You know, he was one of the best extranjeros in Liga MX, you know, and always scoring all those goals and all the winning all the championships for Tigres. He for sure has one of the best in the league, even in history, I think.
Wait, does he always score bangs?
I mean, do you expect me to save every shot from him or what? Of course he scored bangs. I mean, dude, it's Gignac. Of course he's going to score rattles on me.
Nah, it's shit. Like, just being in a team like Tigres, and you have, it's not even, like, it's Gignac, Linus, Paton, Cordova, who's been on a fucking...
Yeah, Cordova's been on a fucking good one.
I don't know what you guys are feeding him at Tigres, bro, but he's on one.
Unbelievable, man. He's unbelievable.
Nah, that's crazy, man. And, like, what do you, I guess, like, what do you think, like, what's next for Tony, bro? Like, what do you, like, are you excited for another season at Tigres?
I mean, obviously, I still have a lot of time at the club, and that's where I want to be. Because they've treated me nothing. They've treated me like the way they treat me is amazing. You know, like, just breaking into the first team, looking forward to this next season coming up. Hopefully we get the same result as this last season that just ended. And just obviously just working hard every single day in and day out with the team, hoping for the best with the team always. And just like, or in terms of games wise, just getting as many minutes as I can in the reserves, you could say, and just waiting for that chance to make my debut, you know, as that's my goal for sure. Debut as soon as possible, and when just looking forward to be for that opportunity, just that's what I'm looking for, you know. That's the next step for me is making that debut and just being ready, and when my number gets called, perform at a high level. And from there, once that debut comes, just looking forward to getting more minutes there in that first team level.
That's crazy, bro. Who would have thought Chris this dude was eating carne asada at our backyard?
For real.
Nice, no, kicking it with your favorite player, with Diego Armando Maradona Linus. That's crazy. But yeah, I want to go over to the boy, bro, to the compa. Choco, hold on, bro. Before they were making fun of you, Anthony was making fun of your haircut, bro. So show him your haircut, bro. Tell Tony that he's
fine. Turn to the side, bro.
All right.
Damn! Oh my!
I want to get into this because correct me if I'm wrong, Tony Choco, but you guys have been friends for a long time, like the longest fucking time.
Yeah, I think maybe what?
How many years? How many years have you guys been?
10 years now, maybe. 11 around there,
like around there, yeah.
You guys met? What was it? A U.S. Youth national team?
So
no, this was way before that.
Yeah, this was at TFA, huh?
Yeah, TFA.
This was Club Total Football Academy. We met there. We weren't that close at the beginning. And then, I don't know, just over time, we just grew close together. 12 years old, I moved out to Chivas, came back, and then he was already at the Galaxy. Then I came back because of some rule in Liga Mekis. And yeah, I joined Galaxy, and yeah, just very, very close friends now.
Well, there you go, Chris Choco. He's an honorary, he's a Chivas player, he's a Chivas fan too, ex-Chivas player at some point.
And maybe one day in the future, you never know. You, correct me if I'm wrong, but you were also recently in Europe for like a pretty big team, Club Bruges. Well, was it a loan or a trial? I don't remember the details, but I just know I believe you were out there.
Yeah, I was there on a full transfer. Yeah, great experience for sure. Living out there in Belgium. Oh wow, beautiful place, by the way. The weather's not so great, but I mean the soccer there is amazing, to be honest.
Yeah, that's like one of the biggest teams in the country too.
Yeah, I think the biggest team right now, for sure. A lot of history the past 10 years. And the academy there is great as well. The level there is high as well. And yeah, just great experience overall.
So let's get into a little bit about what you got going on right now. I mean, obviously, you spent that time in Club Bruges, which was, sick. You're playing at a high level in Belgium. And now you come straight back as a transfer, as a reinforcement for Galaxy's first team. What's it like? You know, you left, I think when you left to Belgium, you hadn't you hadn't debuted for LA Galaxy. I think you were still at Los Dos, right? So you went from Los Dos to Belgium. And now that you're coming back as a first team player, what changes for you, you know, from going from Los Dos, coming back as a Galaxy first team player?
I think a lot changes, to be honest. I remember being at Los Dos, always like going into the locker room, the first team locker room sometimes, and just seeing those big names there. And damn, like, it was just always like something to look up to. And now just being and coming back and being in the locker room with all these big guys, Ricky Bush, Chicharito, a lot of Martin Caceres, you know, unbelievable feeling for sure. You know, great guys, great, great soccer players for sure. And there's like, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else at such a young age for sure. You know, learning from those guys on and off the field. And, just picking the brains as well, what made them so great and what made them have a longevity career as well.
Well, there you go, bro. Chicharito, that's literally, I think that's someone that you guys are younger than Chris and I. So I'm pretty sure if me and Chris looked up to someone like that, I'm sure both of you guys grew up watching Chicha. And now you're sharing a locker room with him, bro. What surprises you the most about Chicha? Or what are you like, what is Chicha's quality that you think makes him the true leader for a team like Galaxy?
Oh, yeah, I think you just have to be in the locker room for that, to be honest. I think what people don't see from him is how much he cares. The passion he has for the game, the passion he has for the team as well, it's absolutely crazy. You know, he just goes about his stuff every single day, and just in training sessions, wow. You know, I'm there sometimes giving him crosses and his movement in the box. I think people see it on live TV, you know, but in training is even crazier. I think just, you know, him, he's not like just focused on himself in trainings as well. He's always helping others out, you know, the young guys like me, myself, you know, Julian, Aldis, Jalen Neal, always wanting the best for the team, always, no matter what. I think
you were actually were you ever teammates with Julian before you went to Barca?
No, never. Yeah, never was on the same team with him, but very great guy for sure. You know, that was he was there on the first team when I was in the Los Dos, and that was a guy definitely was looking up to, and still I'm looking up to for sure. Great guy, great friend, and even a great player as well.
You say, yeah, no doubt. You're saying you're like looking up to him. Do you kind of want to have like that similar path, like go from like LA Galaxy back to Europe? Because I know he's up. I think it's at Barca B right now, or he might be with the first team actually, and they're on tour in Japan, I think. Like, do you want to like get back to Europe or like get like to those like levels of being in La Liga or something, or like going to Portugal or England, maybe, whatever. Like, is that like a dream?
Yeah, of course. I think, you know, every little kid from out here, the America or Mexico, you know, that likes soccer, I think always dreams of playing in a Champions League for sure, playing in a top club like Barcelona sometimes. So that's always the dream, man. Yeah, like him setting the way from here to LA Galaxy. That's even better, I think. Now showing me that I can do that as well, for sure, as long as I put in the work on and off the field, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, a quick question on that then. Who is your guys' like dream club, like your favorite team? Like you eventually, like you see yourself playing Champions League with them one day.
Barca?
It's Barca? I don't know if you've ever seen like the images from like the stadium with the people at the very top. Dude, the stadium is huge.
Yeah, we were there like, this was probably when, Tony? Well, I think we were like maybe like 12 years old. We went to a tournament.
Yeah, got a whole tour of La Masia, the stadium as well. Great stadium. I was actually there not too long ago as well, like 2 months ago. Had a couple of days off and I was in Belgium. Went out to Barcelona, friends, and yeah, went to a game against Cadiz. Wow, beautiful, beautiful stadium for sure.
I would imagine that's like most people's dreams, either Barcelona, Real Madrid, some of those teams. But
Choco, you and your guys took took the CONCACAF U20 World Cup qualifiers by storm. Yeah, unfortunately us, we got left out by Guatemala, but Guatemala. We don't talk about that anymore.
Nobody talks about that, bro. We don't talk about that.
But bro, you obviously, not just you but a bunch of other players in that roster. I know you accompanied them for a while in Argentina. You want to go? I think you were there for the opening game, right? If I'm not wrong, right?
No, yeah, I was initially called in for the final roster, but yeah, things turned around. The last preparation game against Senegal, first 15 minutes, got hurt, which unfortunately ruled me out for the whole tournament. But you know, things always happen for a reason. Always stay positive, but man. Look at that. I think the boys put on a hell of a show out there for sure. Very proud of those guys. Yeah, fortunately that we lost yesterday. Why?
I could be wrong, but you were the captain, right? Like during the qualifying?
Yeah, yeah. Me, Daniel Edelman, and Gaga. We have a bunch of leaders on the team, so it's not just me for sure. Yeah, you'd be surprised the amount of leaders we have on that team for sure.
That's a very talented U22. It's interesting because obviously, Choco, you're one of the many dual nats on there. I know we got Jonathan Gomez is there as well, Diego Luna. And, you know, like a lot of those guys are extremely talented players. Like, how does it feel like for you, I guess, you know, being in an atmosphere, representing the U.S. at that level and being like, I get to share the locker room with other guys who are like me. And then apart from that, like other guys that you mentioned, like McGlynn, who like had a really good World Cup, and Gaga Slonina, who is a Chelsea goalkeeper right now. It's crazy.
No, I think sharing a locker room with a bunch of guys of the same age as me is unbelievable experience, because I think it's a chance for me to see like what other guys my age are doing, you know, on and off the field, what makes them different, for example, and stuff like that. And also not like, you know, learning from them as well. And yeah, I think sharing the locker room as well with dual nats as myself, think unbelievable experience for sure. I think we all have like the same reason, a lot in common for sure. Why, you know, what we feel about representing the United States for sure. You know, definitely gave not only myself but all of our families a huge opportunity to change our lives, and yeah, I think. Just so much in common off of that. And yeah.
And like you said, captaining that team through all the way to the final. Well, I guess, is that your first time being like a team captain, or like in with circumstances that like big?
Yeah. Yeah. That is my first time for sure.
What would you say are like the challenges that you face, that you like pressures or things that you like had to learn as you went along throughout like the qualifying part of the tournament?
I think as a captain,
yes, yeah,
definitely. Still growing. I think I'm definitely still trying to improve my leadership skills. But I think one of the main things that,
you know, I definitely learned from being a leader with that team is just knowing when to be serious and knowing when to help hold guys accountable for sure. You know, there's a time to be joking around, but there's a time to let everybody know like it's go time now and stuff like that. And I think not only that, but our head coach really like helps us out a lot in that for sure. And definitely helped me out in my leadership skills and stuff like that. Yeah.
I want to get into a little bit of Tony and Choco, you guys' fucking friendship, because you guys have been friends for 10 years. And just what would you guys say is like, what is different from like a friendship that you guys have where you guys are both, you know, at the professional level between like if you guys were just like, you know, two compas that, you know, aren't doing the pro soccer thing. Like, what's some dynamics that are different from you know, what you would call regular life?
I think for us, it's normal, to be honest. Just having a brotherhood, the brotherhood that we have for sure. It's not only just us two, but it's a couple of us for sure. Yeah, training together in the off season for sure. I think we also, you know, love scoring bangers on this guy. And also, well, I think
this guy scored on me.
Wow.
Tony, when is the last time he scored on you?
No, every time we go train the offseason, he never wants to be in goal because he knows.
Because I'm a six. That's why I play the six.
I've been told you're like Iniesta, bro.
This guy might be the most technical goalkeeper I know, by the way.
It's like, no, like going on what Choco says, it's like, you know, we all have the same ambitions, you know, like. Like being the friend, me and him especially, and all the friends that we have, like that are here and that are pros as well, is that, yeah, it's a brotherhood, and it's just, we all have the same dream, you know, we're living the dream, but it's like we push each other to want the best for each other, you know, you could say, you know, like I want the best for Choco, I'm gonna push him to be the best on his for his dream, you know, which is to be however he sees himself, where he sees himself in the future. That's my, like, as a great friend, as a friend, I push him to get to where he wants to be in the future, you know? And I know it's the same from him to me and from all the boys that we hang out with, is we all have the same ambitions and we push each other to be the best version of ourselves for sure. And the thing is that with that brotherhood is that we have fun doing it, you know? It's not, you know, being serious, being cool, like, yeah, we're going to be serious, but we get to have fun, laugh, you know, joke around. That's the best part about it, is that we have that brotherhood where we joke around and mess around, and then when we need to grind, we grind. Off the field, we have fun, and that's pretty much it.
I think it's pretty much normal, but I think like off the field, we also just like hold each other accountable of all our stuff, you know, for sure. I think that's a big part too, and it's like a real friendship for sure. It's like having, I don't know. It's hard to explain our friendship for sure, our brotherhood. But
when you try and compare like our friendship to like a regular, you said like a regular person's friendship, right? To be honest, it's not that different aside from, yeah, like we play professional football, like we just play, you know. It's really not that different from the normal person. I think we're normal people as well. For our job, we just play, you know, and other people just work their job as. Or whether it's freaking in the office or whatever. I mean, they just work their jobs and our job is to play, and it's our dream, which is what helps us for sure. And that's pretty much the only difference. You know, it's not that, it's the same thing.
Do you guys ever, I'm sure you guys do. Do you guys ever like fuck with each other, like troll each other? Like if your team loses or something?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Or like if there's a highlight out there, like what are your, like if you're getting like your ankles broken or you mess up or something, like,
oh yeah,
you know what, let me put this to the test, bro. I'm gonna just throw y'all some questions and then y'all just tell me, all right? I'm gonna just throw you guys some fucking random shit. Who dresses better, Choco or Anthony?
Me, for sure. I don't know, it's different though.
You have the most drip.
No, we both dress differently.
It's because, yeah, we have different styles, you know, like, yeah, like it's because like my style is like super, like I'm always like super like street, like super comfy, like lazy, you know. But my streetwear is like, it's cool. And then Choco, like, he likes like that, like the tighter fit, like sharp type stuff, you know?
No, I was just like, I see Choco. I know Choco got the Mason Margella and the Palm Angels. He do the whole thing. So
it's different. It's because we have our different styles. All
right. Who's better? I play with you guys. So who's better at COD?
Oh, me. 100% me.
Don't even ask Choco that, bro.
Ask Tony what happened when we 1v1. Well, that's how bad it got.
He beat me in a 1v1. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Thanks for owning up to it, bro. About time.
No excuses, bro. 1v1, he beat me.
He's camping, bro.
Hiding, like literally. I think he would go eat or something, and I couldn't find him on the whole map.
I told him, damn, bro, I'm getting my food. And of course, I hate it, so he won't kill me. Like, he was looking for me while I was getting my food to kill me, to take advantage.
Next question. And I was like,
actually, kind of like, I know Tony's favorite football team is the Niners, which is the best team in the league, by the way.
Niners or Rams, bro. My family supports too, but I'm like, whatever about them.
You're the Rams? Oh,
my Lord, bro. Come on.
What are you?
LA through and through, bro. What do you expect?
What are you?
I'm a Niners fan, bro. The Niners, the Rams owners.
I respect both.
So, who's your guys' favorite player from each, the US and Mexico?
To be honest, I really like how Weston McKennie plays on the US, on the US side. I think it's like I like watching midfielders play. Nah, I like watching Weston. You know, I think he's a box to box. He gets box to box midfielders, clean on the ball. He's just a workhorse. I respect his game for sure. And then on Mexico, of course, Memo. I love watching him play with just the experience he has, the leadership. I like watching him back there for Mexico.
I think I'll back you up on that for Memo. I think, you know, just him being, I think we all can agree on this, or everyone else can agree on this. Mexican legend there for sure. Always enjoy watching him, you know, being in goal for sure. And on the US part, I think Gio Reyna for sure. Hell of a player for sure. Always fun to watch, man. Great player. Great person too.
Yo, I forgot. Sorry, guys. That's clean, by the way. Gio Reyna's a fucking baller. Like, I mean, I could say this or without getting you guys in trouble. Me and Chris are big USA haters, but I have to admit, Gio Reyna is that, like, wow, another level for that guy. He was great with Dortmund this season, so I can understand that.
Bro, they should have been champions. I don't know what happened on the final day.
Bayern happened, bro.
Fucker, man.
Yo, but okay, so I forgot to ask one of the who has a better haircut right now?
I knew you were going to ask that. I don't have a haircut, but probably mine's still better than his, for sure.
Hold on, am I tripping? I don't see anything wrong with a Choco's haircut.
I think it's the camera, Chris.
No. When I had my curls, it was me. Now that I cut off my curls, it's still me.
Why'd you cut them off, Choco? Why'd you cut off the curls?
I don't know. It was just a lot to take care of, to be honest. I'd have to wake up at least 30, 45 minutes before I actually like would leave, just to like make sure that I don't look all.
Any chance you do the Julian and Araujo pink? Anytime in the future?
No, I don't think pink. Maybe blonde. Maybe blonde in the future. My diet.
Blonde. I feel like blonde's always a safe one.
He's just the Galaxy logo on the back of his head.
Like Buffalo, bro.
Like Buffalo with Chivas, bro.
Yeah, what's up? Tony, bro, you're still trying to buy those Travises, bro. You got to get them.
Bro, I need someone to plug me up to get the fragments, bro.
We're at a store on last week. And Tony was like so set on buying these fragments, bro. And he whips out his phone and he's like, yo, let me scan these joints real quick. They weren't scanning, bro. Tony didn't get them.
How am I gonna trust it, you know?
You're about to drop the cash on him though.
I was gonna drop them, bro, and I was like, you know, let me see the scanner. Let me do my research real quick. And I didn't like what I saw. I like what I saw, but I didn't like what I saw, you know? And I was like, nah, man. I can't get these.
All right, so if you can't find the fragments, what are you buying, bro?
I don't know, bro. I'll probably just buy clothes, to be honest, bro. I'm not even wasting money. I'll just probably drop all that money that I was gonna spend on the shoe on clothes.
I heard next time we go shopping again, everything's on Tony after that. Like championship bonus.
Weird, bro. Yo, hold on. Let's go back. I saw some Margellas I really liked, bro.
That boy's crazy, man.
Nah, but yeah, boys. Thank you guys for coming on, though, bro. This is fucking clean. We hope to see you guys here again. You guys are always welcome on here. You know, I know. Choco, you got a whole MLS season left to go. Glad you're back from your injury, bro. And I hope to see you out there. hopefully soon, bro. If you're back out there in the next Galaxy Home game, you better come say what's up, bro.
For sure, bro. 100%. Great being here for sure with you guys. And it's great seeing you guys and meeting you, Chris, as well.
Yeah, bro. For sure. For sure.
Tony, thank you too, bro. Second time on here, bro. Fucking crazy. Hopefully next time you're here, I don't know, bro. You could be a fucking
CONCACAF champions. That's next.
Yeah, bro.
For real.
Nah, I appreciate you guys, for real. I love, always love chatting it up with you guys, for real.
Before we end, though, we always got to make sure you guys are plugged in. So I'm going to start with Choco, because this is his first time here. Choco, let him know what you got going on, bro. Drop your, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram. Where can they find you, bro? They can follow your career and all that cool stuff.
Everywhere, Amar Cuevas. That's my handle for everything. Yeah, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat.
Now you still got Facebook, bro?
El Fade, bro.
Choco be on there like TBH. He still be on there like hashtag TBH.
Like for a TBH.
Like for a TBH. And then he'll message your girl and he'll be like, TBH, I don't know you, but we should talk.
Damn, I remember those days, bro.
Tony, you're next, bro. Tell them where we can find you, bro, where they can follow you. Go.
Yeah, you can just find me on Instagram, Anthony Ramos. That's about it.
What about the fake TikTok profile, bro?
Bro, you gotta report that, man. I have a TikTok, but I use it here and there. But there's a fake TikTok account, man. You gotta report that thing.
Wait. Hold on. I'm tripping out right now. You're telling me the one that Diego like interacts with is not you?
Oh no, that was me.
Oh okay, I was kind of tripping out. I'm like, wait, is he talking about?
I think Javi sent it to me, and he's like, bro, is it you or something? And I was, or someone said it, or someone asked me, and I was like, no, bro, it's not me.
Shit, you must have like a huge fan out there, bro. They're trying to see what's up.
It's just Diego. Diego made a fake Anthony.
It's Diego. Or it's Imod, bro. What if it's Imod that just has that fake? That's why he's smiling right now, bro. Look at him. That's how I have the fake accounts.
Never know. Imod's a big player, dude. Imod's a big player, bro. All
right, boys. Thank you guys for coming on again, bro. And we'll hopefully see you guys back here soon. And yeah, bro. Thank you guys for coming on. We'll see you guys next time.
Thank y'all. So.
We'll see you next week with more Football Asada. Make sure you guys subscribe and follow us at Cabra FC and CabraSportsHQ.com.